you feel? How do you feel?
Welcome to the Saturday session. We talked about a masterpiece in the Saturday set, King's Own. It's here. Next hour and 20 minutes is going to be off the charts.
Off the charts.
We're starting big with the Coolmore Stud Stakes. 10 Tyrus. I've backed it for the pot. Been a big guy. I took $4 for the pot. It's all they want to back at the
moment. It's been truckloaded, hasn't it? Yeah. 10 Tyrus, $4 into three. And Bayvark's been pretty well backed as well, 440 to 380. The only two they want. Biebman's pretty solid, but all the others have drifted heavily, the double figure odds. I saw 30 to 1 on Betfair about Raging Force. Not that I want to back it, but there's some big odds floating about. 16's Skyhawk and $16 My Gladiola.
Just talk to the boys on the casting couch. They like big odds. Junior, any big odds you're going to rip into, or you think one of the blue colours will win?
Yeah, I think the Blue Army has it at their mercy, but I do think Legacy Bound's a good roughie. Finished next to Tem Tyrus last start. Had a jump out between runs, maybe a little bit forgotten. Probably better over 1,200, but yeah.
What about you, Uncle Mel?
Nah, it's all about the blue. Yep. And Tyrus all the way.
Very good. Right, so we're going to look at this race, and we've got two other races to look at from Flemington. We've got the Derby and, of course, the Empire Rose. And up in Sydney, we've got the Russell Balding and also the Golden Eagle. And it's playing a bit leaderish there, isn't it?
Absolutely. I think the last five winners have all been over 20 to 1, and they've all been on pace.
Mm.
And, yeah, it's going to make Jimmy Starr's job very hard.
What about AG's job, Autumn Glow?
Well, she'll sit fourth or fifth. So the track's playing strangely, yeah. It doesn't make anyone's job easy unless you're a natural leader.
All right, let's do the Coolmore. Will we split into two groups, Uncle Mal?
Ooh, got a little Pratt on the way out.
Yeah, 10 Tyrus. A bit of a... Biebman jumped good. Bagos going to get a great run. Stops the pace.
10 Tyrus just about last with Legacy Bound.
Yeah, got smoked coming out of the barriers.
Talking Stars last. Legacy Bound's up there.
Beg your pardon. So McGaw out on his own.
Baver.
Richie.
Temptress is...
Sparkles out wide.
Yeah, McGaw.
He's tacked on nicely, 10 Tyrus. Bivak doing all the work out in front. Biebman looks to be going along quite nicely, doesn't he?
Yeah. Just the way Shin holds his horse is kind of...
Gore's in front out there.
Yeah.
Tentara's got plenty to offer, but he's just got to get out of this tricky spot.
Yeah, he does.
With Tycoon Store sitting outside him.
Legacy Bound's gone. Bayvox in trouble.
Wow.
Tentara's got
gonna win
plenty
this?
To offer. Yeah. Well, if Tentara could just get out, he's going to be very much in the finish. There we go. Pushing through. Does he just explode?
Yeah, he does.
Yep. And bang.
And bang. This is like Switzerland 2 years ago. My Gladiola running on... For second.
Too good. The
is,
pot.
Is that Legacy Bound in for third?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're on for the pot?
On for the pot. And the big salute.
Who tipped that? Who was on that? Fitz?
Jimmy Dowland.
Jimmy Dowland. Well done, Jimmy. Beautiful. Yeah, man, Jimmy.
Look at that on the world tape. We took $4.
And the big salute.
Back up into the championship.
Very
sprint.
Good. Legacy Bound's run a good race there for third.
Yeah.
So, Junior just said something interesting. Sam Friedman did say that 10 Tyrus very likely will go in the champion sprint next week. 1,200 metres weight for age. Big rise in grade. But
What weight would he have in that? Is it 50?
Well,
52?
Low, because he's a three-year-old. Yeah, he'd be getting six or seven kilos, I'd say. So I'd have to check
moral.
That. It'd be a bit. You think he's a complete moral?
Yeah.
You think he'd be short, just about favourite?
Aspirin is just fair at the moment, and he's going to have 50 kilos.
We saw
what Tempted did with the same weight, and who do you think's a better horse? I don't know.
Mm. That was an incredibly dominant win.
Yeah.
It's going to rate off the charts with Dano, I reckon. That's what, like Switzerland.
Bayvark just rated off the charts with Dan. Now, it's amazing how horses going to different conditions, which we spoke about. I didn't bet in that race, but Bayvark, Matt, if you're ratings man, you're on it for sure. And then comes in down different conditions down the straight and fails.
Mm. Welcome in, Fizz.
Hey, boys.
Tentyrus. Wow. Huge win.
Yeah, it was impressive, wasn't it?
So the interesting news is they've said that the Friedman said it'll probably back up in the champion sprint next week. The bookies are spinning.
Right.
So Ladbrokes have put it up at $4, but Sports, this is Tentyrus.
Yeah.
Sports better put it up. Favorite at $2.60.
Wow, that's a
Tab have put it up $3, and then all of them are pretty consistent with Jolly Star
the
favorite.
Other runners?
So this race we're about to look at next, right. The Russell Balding will have a big impact because a lot of the horses that are in the Russell Balding will possibly go down. But the others in the market are Giga Kick at $4, Briasa $8, Jimmy Star $9, Bayvacht $9. So But great win, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a big win. Mm. It was impressive. See how it pulls up, and if it goes there, I'd say it'd probably start favourite.
And who would you want to back? It or some of those other horses I talk about? So it's going to have roughly five kilos on those older horses.
Yeah, right. Interesting. Well, the way it ran down the straight just then, it's got to be very hard to beat. So, no doubt I'll try and find it next week.
All right, let's move to the Russell Balding, a $3 million race. A lot of horses who ran in the Everest are in it. I guess the big talking point here is we might go to the casting couch, boys. The leaderishness of the Randwick track, what's it going
to
do?
Mate, it's time to get out wide here. I think we've got to get a little bit creative with the way the track's playing.
something on Marzu.
Okay.
You can get 30s out there. Yeah. And I think that Private Eye might sit outside it. So something on Private Eye, even though it's about $7.50. But yeah, I'm leaning away from the favourites and the obvious horses just because the track's playing so poorly.
Sure, Junior?
Yeah. I just don't want to bend the races too hard. I think Jimmy Starr was going to need luck, but I think it's still going to cut the corner on the bend. And if it gets the luck, it'll probably win. Rouse is probably the map horse, but I'm not telling anyone anything they don't know.
Sure. Fizz, do you have a bet?
Yeah, can't really add anything to that. No, the other day when we talk about in the Saturday set, I'm a little bit on the fence with this race as well. There was nothing standing out. I thought that the Everest form would come to the fore sure, here, and I think the top two in the market are the ones to beat, but I wasn't willing to bet. And now the track's playing as it is, I'm sort of glad I haven't bet.
Data lets them go and it's game
racing.
It. And Coal Crusher wide out to begin well.
Jimmy a little Saturday slow.
Go, go, yeah, but yeah. Now press, that's it.
The fence. Jimmy Starr down on the rails.
Told you there we go.
Three cute.
Yeah. Where's Private Eye? Missed it.
It's well, it's way out
last,
the back.
Yeah. Who
settles with can't win.
Yeah. Cannot.
Private Eye.
I can't believe the money didn't arrive.
Is Briasa not really travelling?
Usually they back it.
I tell you, Jimmy.
How's Lady Shenandoah going? Jimmy's travel. He's in a beautiful spot.
Where is he going to go? Is the question.
Yeah. Old Marzu.
This will be a big test for the track for Jimmy, won't it? To see how it's track.
He's still on the fence.
Oh, he's right there, though, Rich. Like he's only a length off him at the top of the straight.
Surely Jimmy from there. Lady Shenandoah battling a bit.
Coal Crusher.
Nah, surely Jimmy from there.
Jimmy all day, every day.
There you go. See, wow. He's going to absolutely bolt in. Lady Shenandoah are going to run off a second, probably.
Jimmy was due. Jimmy
Briasa ran a nice second.
Something each way.
Marzu.
Lady Shenandoah.
Good run, Shenandoah. I don't know. Did it get caught wide? I never saw it.
She just needs further. She just needs further.
Yeah, that race, you know, like barrier 15 or whatever wasn't the best for her.
Well, they tried to make her in a sprinter. She did okay. Yeah. But now she'll go to the paddock after that.
Yeah.
And she'll come back as a mile horse. And
no, it was impressive, Dynamite. Jimmy, wasn't it?
But Jimmy, he's a brilliant horse.
Perfect
it
ride.
It was crying out for a bit more distance as well, and it got that today. Which
yeah,
was
really nice inside draw too, didn't
$5,
it?
$6 UTAB, the Tote Marzu a place. There you go.
Something.
To finish that race off, boys. So if Jimmy was to back up in the champion sprint, which is every chance.
No.
I don't think I go back in true.
I don't like that.
I don't think they'll do that with him.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to be on him.
I don't think any of those horses will.
Welcome back in, King Zone.
Thank
so,
you.
Boys, the Russell Balding winner, Jimmy Starr, the Kieran Maher stable would not rule out running in the champion sprint next week.
Fair enough.
Interestingly, they said that they did it with Bella Nipotina last year. So Bella Nipotina won at the Russell Balding, then went down the champion sprint and ran third.
Mm.
So it could happen again. I went and checked the Ladbrokes market. It's unchanged at $9. Doesn't sound like the bookies that worried about it. I probably agree with you. I don't think it'll happen, but we'll wait and see.
Yeah, interesting.
And Fizz, you're on the casting couch. You've always wanted to be on the casting couch, haven't you?
Yeah. Different format.
Anyway, let's move to the Victoria Derby. And there's a bit of head-to-head action here. So I've backed Observer in the first leg of a pretty big multi, an $8 multi, 6,000. Observer into Autumn Glow, into Joker's Grin. So that'll have a huge impact on the pot. You're against Observer, but the Fizzer tipped Observer in at the Saturday set as one of his better bets of the day.
Kings and I are going head to head, which is fine.
How are you feeling?
Got their own opinion. I'm feeling as confident as I was on Thursday. I feel the same way about this horse, and I'm more than happy to go head to head with Kings on this one.
Cool. And are you with or against
I'm
the
Team
Fizz?
Fizz?
Team Fizz.
Team Fizz.
Excellent. Cool.
Yeah. Well, the good news is one of us is going to win. Fitz. That's the good news.
Yeah. Correct. Someone's
need it when I'm doing my money. So I've laid Observer big in this race, laid $2.30 on the fair. I've also backed Options and O'Shamus as well. So I've gone the double whammy here.
It's going to be a very interesting race.
It's going to be feast or famine, just the way I like it.
Noodles or mud crab.
That's it.
Turnips on toast or lobster rolls.
Turnips on toast.
Gary Clark used to use that one.
Did he? Yeah. I don't mind a turnip.
G. Fleming is an absolute picture this afternoon.
The track's playing very fairly there as well, from what I can tell.
Beautiful race.
I think there's going to be a bit of pace from out wide here.
Observer jumped beautifully.
Yes, Fitz thought that he wasn't going to lead on Observer, but
let's see what happens.
Options.
He wants to be
there. Trying a little bit harder today. We'll say that.
Very prominent riding by Mr. Zara.
Yep.
He's on fire so far. He's led, isn't he?
You worried now, Fitz?
Nope.
Are you happy he's led?
I'm just happy.
He's going. And is he going hard? Not really.
What are the sectionals? So that was 11-6.
First one's always.
Yeah, I thought a few might come across from out wide and pressure him a little bit more.
12-second sectional. not too bad. Interesting tactics.
You didn't think he'd lead?
I thought he'd take a
not over 2,500 metres in the Derby, no.
Nothing really challenged heavily, though.
No, yeah.
Maybe there was tactic there to do it.
It's not a horse.
We just that 12.75 is going pretty slow, isn't it?
It won by 5 at Sandown when it let him. Like, it's not like it's out of its comfort zone.
It's going to turn into a true staying test. They keep going slower and slower each sectional. That's good news.
Just lobbing along in front. It's better than being
if they can break 30 seconds. Gone,
yeah, he's had it his own way, hasn't he, really? I'm surprised that Ruffy hasn't taken him on.
This is like all the lead-ups have been really slowly run. It's like these are group races worth a lot of money, and it feels like Connections just having to sit there and go, oh, we'll hit the line for next start.
Seems like there's 13 been more slower last run sectional. Group races.
He's got the double wraps on him. I don't think Ruffy's taking him on because no one's anticipating probably that he was going to leave.
He led last time at the Derby like this.
Yeah,
Someone's Jerry to the road.
About time.
Here we go. Wow, look at this.
Charge of the Light Brigade.
What a sight. Flemington. Zara hasn't properly clicked him up yet. Don't go yet, Mark. Sit pretty. Not yet. Don't press that button. Not yet. Now you can press it. Now you press it, Mark. Is there going to be enough in the tank? They're coming out hard. They're coming hard.
Yeah.
Not over yet.
It's over, Richard.
What a great race.
Well done, boys.
Only leader to win so
far today.
He got
there. Well done, Fitz.
Ah, mate.
Well done,
Fitz. Done, Junior. Well done, Pot.
Yes.
Beautiful ride by Mr. Zara.
The punters rated it perfectly. The punters, 290 bet.
Just quietly, the punters are completely stripping the Melbourne bookies today.
Yeah, every favourite's won.
Not much more to say about Azerva. Good win.
No, he got away with cheap sectionals and it was the best horse in the race and it did that. So
and do you think he's a cup source and stuff next year? Like, is he that kind of...
I don't think he's
too hard for me. To, no, I don't think he'll stay the distance.
I think it's just disappointing from the other jockeys that no one took... I was on Observer. It's just disappointing that no one took him on. Like, he added it his own way. He's only beaten 100 shot.
He knew what he was doing going to the front, didn't he?
Yeah.
Go back to the trading room then and you're both back here for the Golden Eagle.
I appreciate
it. You're partnering up this time with Autumn Glow. Thank you. All right, King Zane, we're about to peak, mate. The Golden Eagle. So much at stake. The whole of Australia is on Autumn Glow. If we wanted to be the next Winx, she's got to win this and... March on a merry way. Just so much at play.
Yeah, the punters don't want anything else. 175 she's into. They bet about 220 earlier in the week. Smashed into 175. Nothing much else backed. I don't think the track will be suiting Panja Tower the way the track's playing. I think Panja will get a little bit far back. Is there any money for anything else, boys? I couldn't see anything.
Nah, it's all about the glow here. Nothing else. Everything else has just drifted out.
One-way traffic. Yeah, the wet track can't help the Japanese horse really and... The other overseas horse, Seagulls 11's taken a bit of a bath, so yeah.
I know there's been a lot of roughies at Randwick today, but this one could really stick the knife in the bookies with all the multis and stuff like that, don't you reckon?
Yeah, well, so Jimmy blue. Got up and obviously Observer and Tentyrus.
Bookies are getting pounded.
Yeah, well, so Flemington's been a complete bloodbath for bookies so far.
We've got to keep it going. So the multi that I've had, this is the second leg.
Yes, and what was the last one again?
The Grin.
The Joker, Fitzy's favourite horse, Joker.
The Grin.
That'd be beautiful
to
get that
up. And I've also backed in the pot. I've had 8,000 win only as well. You've backed it yourself.
It's a big double. Boys, are you on Autumn Glow or you stayed out?
I'm on the tower, but I've chopped out Autumn Glow.
Oh, you're on the tower, okay.
And it's a double Saturday set tip as well, so it doesn't get bigger.
No, let's get it home.
She jumped beautifully. Off the inside. Crystal clear Luke Gate just well bumped into linebacker there a little bit.
Where's he going to sit? About sixth?
I think he'll get cover.
He's probably going to sit back sixth.
Is he going to get?
Linebacker's going to get pushed on the fence.
Yeah, he's going to get a smother. Panja Tower went down to the fence. The three big guns are all in one line.
The linebacker back a bit? Or?
They're all next to each other. Panja, linebacker,
and James just clicked her up a bit to get some cover. He didn't want to get too far back.
No, he didn't want to get too far back and he didn't want to get trapped. Yeah.
And he's got cover behind Fully Lit, doesn't he?
Yeah, he saw that opportunity. There's a great piece of riding there, wasn't it?
Keep her prominent. She's worked pretty hard. That's the only negative.
Well, she's taken a while to get going her last
shot. She does this all the time, doesn't
she? Spin a little bit.
The leader's good horse.
Looks like she's responding. Panja's
actually travelling.
Here we go.
Come on, James.
He's clicking her up. He doesn't want to get too far behind. So this is where she's usually pretty flat and then the Rolls-Royce engine kicks in. All right.
Come on, James.
Hitting top gear.
Long rev way up. To go.
Panja Tower's getting held up.
Rev up.
Linebacker coming on. Is she just going to be too good? Come on, Autumn Glow. Punch!
Come on, girl.
There she goes.
Look at her go.
She's a beauty. She's a beauty. There's she's going to win by a length and a half.
She's a real tough
Linebacker
horse.
Linebacker comes on for third, was it?
Big run, Sepples.
Constant argument, but what's her best distance?
Well, I think it's 2,000, but we don't know, do we?
That was Evaporate running off a third, I beg your pardon.
Yeah, it's a really interesting question what her best distance is, and we haven't seen her over Epsom 1600 was her max distance, but her highest rating is actually over shorter distances, but she just does it at both ends.
Yeah, there's probably more money around the prize money around the shorter trips, so that's why I probably haven't extended her out. Right. What's the point?
I'd love to see her set for a Cox Plate next year.
I think that's what they have to set her for, right? Like
maybe, but if they don't think she's going to get the trip, they won't.
But there's...
And there's if there's bigger prize money at shorter trips, they won't set her for a Cox Plate.
Do we agree that they'll never set her for an Everest?
I don't know.
It's amazing we're talking.
We don't
way.
Know.
We don't know. Well, like, we don't know.
Could but Wings have won an Everest if they set Wings for an Everest? Like, sure, you know what I mean?
Great
like,
point. But we've got to get through autumn first, so that will be very telling. Will he set her for the Queen Elizabeth, the 2,000 metre race?
Well, that's how. That's
but then,
when
of course,
we'll know,
he's got Veer as well.
That's when we'll know which way he's going to lean, right?
He's just got everything locked
in. I'd rather be on Autumn Glow than Veer in the Queen Elizabeth.
Over 2,000 awesome. Metres.
Well, there it is.
I think she's on the upward trajectory and all the older ones and her and Buckaroo are...
She's a superstar.
How good's horse racing? How good's betting?
Oh, it's betting. Yes. Betting's great.
Bookies are on their knees
and
with these
multis.
And we can't
bet without horse racing, so they're a beautiful marriage, aren't they?
All right, you're all excused. I'll get you back in for the Empire Rose to finish this Saturday session off. Visit back in. What an afternoon of racing it's been. And this race is such an interesting race to finish off with. I really want to hear what you boys have got to say. I'm just going to say one thing. I really feel like Fangirl's getting out to a decent price. But
yeah, funny. She's $8 on the fare.
Wow.
She's really, really
They just unfancy. Don't think she can
it's
win,
just
eh?
Like, yeah. And, okay. And they've been on the mark a little bit all day here, the punters.
Sure.
So
just, the bookies are just getting rinsed. It's
it
good
is.
To see.
Not
it's
bad.
Not over yet.
No, hopefully. Let's get Joker's Grin home and really rinse.
So we were tipping Like a Lucy earlier in the week, which is good.
Yeah, it's a good bet. What did we get on it with the potty comp thing?
No, I haven't backed in the pot, but we tipped in our Group One reel. Okay. So it's been big go prior to Jenny.
Idle Flyer's been a massive go, mate.
Everyone wants to tip Idle Flyer, and I guess the way Flemington's playing it.
Just put up that massive rating last day. It's had three wide, no cover over a mile, and then ran a faster last 600 than any horse in the Everest. Like, just unbelievable.
Sure.
It did last start. Yeah. And looks to be suited by a high tempo race. So
here we go. What's Jenny going to do from the start?
She's getting a rev
again, eh?
Is that Idle Flyer who pinned?
Yeah, it did.
I reckon he's a half rattle.
Okay, so she's Idle Flyer. Declan's going a lot
she's
harder
get him behind
on POJ than he did last start in the King Charles.
He's got to keep going on Idle.
Yeah, it's a bit ugly. Idle, he's got to keep going, hasn't he?
I tell you what's not a go, sitting outside the lead when prior to Jenny's in the
race. And they've got to keep going on Jenny.
Lucy's sitting perfectly midfield for those who followed the Group One reel.
Yep.
Oh, now she's rolling.
She's rolling.
No, she's rolling.
This is the only way she can win. She's flying. 11 second sectionals. Pretty quick.
If Idle Flyer cuts him up and wins,
it's
be
amazing.
It'd be
the
biggest win ever.
I love watching this race.
Makes
racing so much more exciting. Eh?
They're bringing in the Japanese angles here. Yeah. These are the Japanese.
Here we go, boys.
Oh, it's a long straight Flemington. Let's see.
So the Waller Runners are going to come out and go to war. We've got Fangirl tipping out. Like a Lucy.
Firestorms trying to poke through.
Like a Lucy
Look
coming
at Fangirl,
hard.
Boy, she's going as good as anything.
Yeah.
I want.
It's not far to go.
No, like a.
Who's going to call it
How
over?
How long she got? 200 metres.
It's
wow,
over.
Here she's stopping.
Stopping.
Is it over? Nah,
she's
David.
Stopping.
She's too far
Come
in front.
On
too far in front.
She is too far in front. She's a machine.
Wow. I did not see that coming.
Well,
mate, when she gets out rolling, she's
machine
just...
machine when she's like that.
And the thing is, that's the first time she's done it at a really high Group 1 level.
That was great.
When everyone's known her racing style. She did it in this race a couple of years back, but people weren't ready for it.
Yeah.
Everyone knows what she did. She did it today. There's some excellent horses there. Bravo to
Declan,
her.
I think a little bit in that as well was probably about the horse that got into second. Like, that horse was never going to be there, and he probably... didn't want to chase her up.
Yeah.
Whereas if it was a horse that's more of a natural leader, natural on pace runner, probably could have chased her up a bit more. But
sure.
I think he got a bit worried once he got there. What do I do now? You know what I mean?
Declan Bates being originally sacked off his horse was one of the greatest crimes I think I've ever seen in racing.
Crime.
But they learned from the mistakes of the King Charles. They really lit her up. She has to be well out in front. And then she just relishes being out that far in front, doesn't she?
Unbelievable, mate. Yeah. I'm still sitting here in awe.
And she was supposed to be the
She looked like she was stopping at about the 300. Yeah, and she
did,
just,
but she just doesn't stop.
She just kept going.
The others are whacking away hard and they just can't get there.
She doesn't stop like other horses. Like, how often do you see horses get out and they just stop at the 200?
Of course.
I bet her, she just...
Yeah.
That when that engine gets going. And don't forget, wasn't she supposed to be retired? She was supposed to go to the breeding barn.
Everyone was bagging him for sending her around again.
And the punters knew. They found that one pretty well as well.
So yeah, she stayed solid in the market.
Yeah, she's popular. She's always popular with the punters. Yeah. Bookies get one more.
All right. Well, that's a great way to finish the Saturday session. A few things rounding up. So later on, Fizz, not excused. You've got to stay back a little bit tonight because we're doing a Melbourne Cup set.
I do 7:30 a.m. till 7:30 at night.
That's right, every day.
7:30, you're a little 10 tonight, mate.
That's all right, 10's good.
So we're going to do a Melbourne Cup set later tonight, and then we'll publish it first thing in tomorrow morning, which would be great. And cheer on Joker's Grin, Ascot Race 6, to get the last leg of the Fizzer Multi up.
Oh, yeah, perfect. Yeah. I forgot about that. That'd be great.
And that's about it. And then we're heading down to Melbourne to go to the call of the card. Casting Couch boys, thank you very much.
How good? It's always good.
Another one in the books.
Very good. Last Saturday session for the season. They're always good fun. I think the next one we'll do will be Magic Millions. But there's a huge week coming up in front of us. Look forward to going through it with you. Cheers. Think, is this a bet you really want to place? For free and confidential support, call the number on the screen or visit the website.